and the moon is back in the scientific gaze. It's also the subject of a new book by Oliver Morton, which we shall hear about in the Science Show next month. Here's a taste. Is the moonlight we see really Earth light?
Well, the light from the sun, which hits the Earth, goes up to the moon. So if you think about a picture from the moon, the Earth is lit. And that light from the Earth that has reached the moon then comes back to the Earth. So it's bounced off a number of times. And this turns out to have been a really quite important insight in the Renaissance, because it showed in a way that nothing else quite did to your naked eye that the moon and the Earth were the same sort of thing, that the moon was a thing in the sky of the Earth and the Earth was a thing in the sky of the moon.
And is there anything intrinsically different about that light?
No, well, it's different from other light in that it is the light that gives you the spectrum of the Earth, because it shows you what light from the Earth looks like. And that's why scientists today use it as a proxy for looking at the light from other habitable planets, like the Earth, but far further away. Rather than go out and look back at the Earth, they just look up at the moon and see the Earth's spectrum from the darker, but still visible bit of the moon. I mean, Galileo tells you how to do this. You go out when the moon is a crescent, and you get yourself so that the crescent bit of the moon is just behind the edge of a building, and you can very clearly see the rest of the disk of the moon. Oddly, there's an optical illusion that I suffer from. I'm not sure everyone does. It actually looks vaguely darker than the sky around it, but it's very clear that you are seeing stuff that is not sunlit. And that stuff you're seeing that is not sunlit is earthlit.
One thing that's a paradox in your book, given that we've just had the uproar of the 50th anniversary of the Apollo landings, Apollo 11, is that you seem to imply that over a long period, people, scientists, kind of lost interest in the moon.
Oh, yes, they did. I mean, professional astronomers had very little interest in the moon for most of the 20th century. I mean, when people developed the idea of being planetary scientists, and that comes out of sort of like a more geological tradition, they get interest in the moon again. But in fact, by the end of the 19th century, it's fairly clear that the moon is unchanging, and scientists like to see change. It's lifeless, it's airless, it's just a bit of a disappointment, really.
But not anymore, as you'll hear in 2 weeks from Oliver Morton.